This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. Seems I have finally shaken off the vestiges of the SHOT Show crud, which were laying me low. And finally, I get to be back here amongst you. Which is nice for me. I much prefer to be here actually doing the show versus being so sick that all I want to do is be in my jammies. Let's look at some presidential politics and the things the gun grabbers want to bring to you, and just so you know, you can have a little ammunition as you go forward in the day. If you actually happen to know a leftist or a Democrat or a gun grabber, at the very least, you can have a little fun with them. And let's take off with Mini Mike, because it's been a very bad week for him. He's had embarrassing setbacks in Virginia, Washington, and Nevada, where his first debate performance might easily be his last. Presidential politics in general, if you're going to run for office, you better be ready for the gloves to come off. Because in Bloomberg's case, Bloomberg used to be a Republican. He ran for mayor of New York as a Republican, and now he's running as a Democrat. And that's because it's expeditious for him to get where he wants to go, which is to be president and then regulate literally everything you do. So the Democrat rivals, who, you know, always put out there that we're for the little guy, they wasted no time pounding him on every issue except one, which was gun control, which barely got a mention during the two-hour brawl in Las Vegas. And in the right now, the Democratic run-up, you have two billionaires. You got Steyer and Bloomberg. Steyer, I've listened to some of Steyer's ads. Where I fill in and here locally, they run his ads because by law they have to. And they're hilarious. Steyer got on CNN the other day and said that Trump won that debate in Las Vegas. And he also complained that his fellow candidates have lost their perspective about beating Trump because now they're beating on each other. But the media panel didn't really crack the subject of guns, which could possibly be Bloomberg's strongest point, which is that in and of itself is hilarious. And I'll tell you why later on. But this is Bloomberg's, you know, this is his passion project. Gun control is his passion project. And so it could also be where he is vulnerable to criticism. Hours before the debate, Alan Gottlieb from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and Second Amendment Foundation unloaded on Bloomberg for his attempt to buy the election and the Second Amendment. He's dumping money. He just dumped $8 million in Texas. Now, here's the problem with buying politicians, though. Because politicians have one loyalty. They have the loyalty to remaining in office. They really like being politicians. I don't know how it is in Virginia for state politicians. Here in South Carolina for state politicians, they make about $12,000 a year, I think. And that's if you're in leadership. I think the regular salary is around 10. In Virginia, earlier in the week, four Democratic state senators crossed party lines to shell the anti-gun Governor Ralph Northam's centerpiece measure to ban so-called assault weapons. These politicians didn't stay bought. Actually, these politicians probably were not among those that were bought because they probably were already in office. But you get what I'm saying. Because this was a defeat for Bloomberg and his Every Town for Gun Safety lobbying group. They spent $2.5 million to flip the Virginia Assembly to Democrat control with the declared intention of passing a full slate of restrictive gun control measures. The problem, especially right now, You've got two states going after restrictive gun control measures. Virginia, which comes in fourth in least amount of crime in the United States, and Vermont, which has never had state gun control until very recently. And, I mean, up to that point, all they had was what was passed in 1791, which was the Constitution. In Vermont, 75% of Vermont owns guns. So you have a 3 in 4 chance if you go in somebody's house that you don't know that there's at least a gun there. And what these things that they're passing and these things they're doing are addressing problems that don't exist. It's like me getting out there and saying, well, I have to get certain shoes with the right soles because one of my feet is short, one of my legs are shorter than the other, but it's not. That's not an issue. Now, in Virginia, many of the bills have been adopted. The semi-auto ban would have been the political frosting on the cake because we've had the, quote, assault weapon ban before, even though it did nothing. But it's the low-hanging fruit because it's the ugly gun. It's so dangerous looking. It's so evil looking. And it's actually the biggest problem for the gun grabbers is that this is the gun that would be picked up and taken up in the event of a civil war by civilians here in the United States. These AR-15, the AK-47, the AK-74, the Gleil, all the various pistol caliber carbines, those would get picked up because they actually would work in a situation like that, in a self-defense situation. Because instead of defending ourselves against home invaders, now we're defending ourselves against the government, which is the whole intention of the Second Amendment. Defecting on the Senate Judiciary Committee in Virginia was Democrats Chap Peterson, Cray Deeds, Scott Surville, and John Edwards. They'll pay for this later on. I have no doubt of that. Then Wednesday, where Bloomberg and Everytown have been very busy along with the Seattle-based Alliance for Gun Responsibility, which is also something that Everytown basically fronts with their funding. Several gun control bills in Washington state died about an hour before the Democrat debate went on air. And one of the things that did not survive the legislative cutoff were bills to ban high-capacity magazines and a new training requirement for Washingtonians to receive or renew a concealed pistol license. Alliance CEO Renee Hopkins issued a press release declaring the outrage that the magazine ban failed after more than 120 proposed amendments were introduced, fatally bogging down the process. According to Seattle's KING 5 News, the local NBC affiliate, anti-gun Democrat Attorney General Bob Ferguson was also angry and miffed and perturbed. He issued the following statement: Republican legislators have effectively filibustered the bill. That's disappointing given that statewide polling shows that nearly two-thirds of Washingtonians support limiting high-capacity magazines. If there's a mass shooting using a high-capacity magazine in one of our schools or communities, these legislators will be accountable to the victims of their families. It's nothing new, Attorney General. You've been blaming us for that forever. The other part of this is, you're not even responding. You're not even tap dancing in the blood. You're just out there saying because you took a poll. You took a poll. Another bill aimed at banning semi-auto assault weapons died earlier in the session. So the Bloomberg-backed organizations are feeling the heat. Back in Nevada, where Bloomberg's probably trying to put some Band-Aids all over his body, he's still trailing Bernie Sanders and Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren. And Elizabeth Warren came out swinging for the fences. Bloomberg had a couple of good moments against Bernie, which I actually sort of enjoyed myself. But Democrats seem to be steering clear right now as in this run-up from gun control, because they're looking at Beto and Spartacus and Willie Brown, Sidechick Harris, and all those others who've made gun control central planks in their campaigns. Don't be fooled by that. Don't be fooled by that. It's still there. And it will be coming, without a doubt. So, that's the part to pay attention to. It never, ever, ever, ever goes away when you're a leftist. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much
this is Gun Owners News Hour.
With me, share unaware. I just did what I always do. Every day the same routine before I skate off to school. But who knew that this day?
Like my new bumps? I like my new bumps. Actually, you know, these are bumps from Lock and Load, but I just like them so much, I'm just going to use them here. because I think we're going to take Gun Owners News Hour this year, and we're going to amp it up. Would you guys like it if I amped it up? Now, I mentioned in the last segment that while Bloomberg's strong point, because it's his passion project, might possibly be gun control, first of all, that's actually quite... That's very thin ice. It's a bridge that's missing supports. Because gun control is all based upon a very false premise that you can get out there and control law-abiding people and crime will go down. That's what gun control is about. Now, plus, gun controllers are always trying to put together a study. And the problem with them putting together these studies is that some of these academics, while they may have a political agenda to burn out there, they may have a cross they're willing to die on, a sword they're willing to fall on, at the same time, they're not willing to do it if the facts don't support what their presumptions were based upon their agenda. Now, coming out of Breitbart, we get this. because the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins, they did a study, the Bloomberg School, yeah, and they found that the assault weapon ban or assault weapon bans, wherever they're implemented, actually do nothing, zero, zip, zilch, nada, to stop rampage killings or mass shootings. Because that's the whole premise behind why we must have an assault weapon ban, right? Because then it's for the children. It must have been very difficult for the school's primary gun control advocate, Daniel Webster, to approve publication of that press release. He did do as much as possible to bury that information. The finding appeared near the end of an announcement of the study, long after the part where they claimed that the gun buyer licensing laws and large-capacity magazine bans reduce mass shootings. The whole premise, the magazine ban has always been one of these things where I'm just scratching my head, because a 10-round magazine is as easy to change as a 30-round magazine. When Elliot Rogers did his little rampage incident, which was not just shooting, it was stabbing and running over people with cars, too. He had 41 10-round magazines with him. He just went along with the law. He said, I got to have ammo, so he went out and bought 41 10-round magazines. And if you bought Glock, I mean, listen, that's a very significant investment in your rampage incident. That's like $1,200. He had three guns and 41 10-round magazines. Now, here's a sentence that must have given Webster a bad case of indigestion, which that's also sort of funny to me. The study did not find an independent association between assault weapon bans and the incidence of fatal mass shootings, as they put it, after controlling for the effects of bans on large-capacity magazines. Which, that's not what they were hoping to find. When they read that, they were all going, what? But then there was also this. They did not find significant associations between the incidence of fatal mass shootings and concealed carry laws, comprehensive background check laws without licensing requirements, or firearm prohibitions for violent misdemeanor convictions and domestic violence restraining orders. They did not find a clear association between firearm restrictions for domestic abusers and reduced fatal mass shootings. Other research has shown that these laws do reduce intimate partner homicides. Well, no, they don't. No, they don't. They might reduce intimate partner homicides with a gun, but they don't reduce intimate partner homicides. I have, you know, in my younger days, I dated, and I've been married twice, and nowhere in my associations with my mates, my dates, my girlfriends, has it ever crossed my mind to murder them. So if, you know, me just imagining what it must be like to get that kind of angry, if you're that kind of angry where you're going to kill your wife, you don't care what you're going to use to do it. You just want to do it. So, you know, I'm about to commit murder. Do you think it matters to me if I commit murder with a gun or with a garden hoe or, you know, a heavy ashtray? Does it matter to me how I do it? No, it doesn't. I have a goal here. My intent is to kill somebody, and I just want to do it, and that's just the way it is. That kind of crime cannot be restricted by law. That's the crime of passion. You would think, that this would change everything, wouldn't it? Because no one's going to claim that the John Hopkins Bloomberg School is in the pocket of the gun industry. But the interesting part here is that even the gun-grabbing community doesn't have the stones here to try to make the case that they're spending the study's results to go easy on firearms owners. Now, we already know that rifles of any kind only account for about 3% of all homicides in this country. And then the ARs and the other scary-looking rifles, the assault weapons, they are only a fraction of that 3%. So we should be good here, right? I mean, we should be good to go. I mean, right now we just got this from the Bloomberg School. And we know, you know, between what we found out from the Bloomberg School that this changes nothing and the fact that we know that more people get beat to death by somebody punching them in the head, you would think that these assault weapon bans that are in California, New York, Maryland, and other states are going to be rescinded, wouldn't you? Keep dreaming. The push to disarm you is it's a never-ending effort, and it's assiduously and stubbornly fact-free. The fact that ARs constitute only a handful of the crimes committed every year and banning them doesn't impact mass shootings doesn't matter to the civilian disarmament industrial complex one little bit. They are committed to reducing the number of firearms in civilian hands in the United States any way they can. They want us to be Venezuela. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A temporary truce between the United States and the Taliban took effect, setting the stage for the two sides to sign a peace deal next week aimed at ending 18 years of war in Afghanistan and bringing U.S. troops home. If successfully implemented, the week-long reduction in violence agreement, which is now in force, will be followed by the signing of the peace accord on February 29th, wrapping up America's longest-running conflict and fulfilling one of President Donald Trump's main campaign promises. At least 18 Americans who returned home from a quarantine cruise ship are now infected with the new virus, bringing the number of the cases in the United States to 35. The U.S. tally dates back to January 21st and includes three people who were evacuated from the central China city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. More than 76,000 cases have been reported worldwide, with the majority in China. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Take the gloves off. We're going to take G-O-N-H and we're going to jack it up. Anyway, that's all going to happen later on this year. You just stand by on that one. The campaigns of the Democrats seeking to challenge Trump in November seem, they're always in this never-ending quest to see which one can implode in the most spectacular fashion. It's almost like a game of musical chairs, where instead of snatching the chair out from under the candidate as they run around, they club them over the head. And it's all due to the fact that the candidate sets this up. Okay, this is not because the other candidates are so mean. Look at the collapse of Representatives Eric Swalwell and Robert Francis O'Rourke, as well as the predicted demise of Senator Kamala Harris, Senator Cory Booker. They've all left the building, and Senator Elizabeth Warren has seen her support fade precipitously. And all, with the exception of Swalwell, of these candidates, at one point or another were considered rising stars or poised to be embraced nationally as the new standard bearer for the Democrats. And right now, Warren is still an active candidate, but her third place finish, or at least as far as we know in Iowa, was a push for her among those making wagers on who will face Trump. Finishing a distant fourth in New Hampshire should have been enough to tell her that a head-to-head against Trump is simply not in her future. Which brings us to the man who had been the front-runner for the Democrats since he entered the race, former Vice President Joe Gropey Biden. At one point, prior to there actually being a campaign, and this is the thing, you know, whenever polling when you look at polls, you got to take polls with a very huge grain of salt. I mean, like a two-handed grab grain of salt. Because they do it at various points in the campaign. And all of these polls are meant to sway you. So the question becomes, how accurate is the poll? Now, at one point last May, Biden held a commanding lead over his competition. He had 41% support at the national level, and his closest rival, he was outpacing them by 25%. And then he opened his mouth. And the polling aggregators at Real Clear Politics recently put Biden in second place, his national support having plummeted by more than 20%. And now Vermont Senator Bernie Bro Sanders is the new frontrunner. In the Iowa caucus debacle, where Biden once held a solid lead with 28% support, the old Obama running mate finished a dismal fourth. And once again, that's as far as we can tell, because the Iowa caucus was a gigantic circular firing squad. In New Hampshire, before they even started counting, Biden pulled out of the state before voting was done, and then he focused on the upcoming South Carolina, which is my home state, which I, you know, in a desperate attempt to salvage his campaign's viability. And as is the recurring theme with Biden, he once held a commanding lead in the Granite State with 34% support, but that support collapsed and he fell even further back in the field, finishing in fifth place. What are we to make of Biden's collapse? Well, first of all, it was always a mystery to me how the Democrats could back somebody who was so prone to saying such stupid things. Now, you know, they call what he does having the gift for gaffes, which is saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. His curious approach to winning over Democrats continued while campaigning in New Hampshire when he uttered one of the most odd insults ever offered by a candidate for president after a young lady asked him about his lackluster performance in Iowa. So when you have a struggling campaign, what should a former front runner do? Well, do you remember Shotgun Joe Biden? The one approach he has chosen to follow now is the lead of so many failed presidential campaigns during the election cycle. He's decided to ratchet up the anti-gun rhetoric. Now, of course, Joe being Joe, this means that most of his rhetoric that he's going to be slinging out there is going to be almost incomprehensible. During a campaign event in New Hampshire, before his hopes of a positive showing had completely flamed out, Biden lamented over the notion that we are unwilling to have a rational policy that says you cannot have 20, 30, 40, 50 clips in a weapon. Oh, gosh. See, now Biden claims to own shotguns, and Biden surely knows that there's ammunition. And then you take ammunition and put them in magazines. And if he has a pump shotgun, which has a magazine, has a tubular magazine. Or maybe he just has a side-by-side or top-bottom, I don't know. Maybe he's one of those refined shotgun shooters, I don't know. But what kind of clips is he talking about? Is he talking about audio clips or, you know, paper clips? Or is this just yet another senior moment? Which, you know, one of the questions we should be asking ourselves as a nation is why do we look at somebody that in most cases would be made to retire if they were the greeter at Walmart when they're in their, you know, in their 70s and say to ourselves, yeah, I think he should leave the country. Now, for Biden, see, just in the terminology, he regularly, although he's very inaccurate when he does it, he regularly interchanges the terms clips and magazines. So, you know, I was just at SHOT Show, and I did not see a single weapon, although I didn't go out on the floor but three times. I did not see a single weapon that developed a new firearm that is capable of having dozens of magazines attached to it at one time. Maybe that's another one of those mythical guns that Biden dreamed up, like the James Bond style of firearm he believes exists outside of a Hollywood movie lot, or in that particular Pinewood theaters, or Pinewood motion pictures. But Biden didn't stop there. He didn't go full Swalwell, because no one should ever go full Swalwell. Even Swalwell will tell you that. With the threat of nuclear weapons being used against American citizens, he did make reference to the futility of Americans offering any resistance should a tyrannical government ever rise to power. The fact is, if you're going to take on the government, you'll need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. Which are anti-tank weapons, Joe. F-15s are dogfighters. They may use a little close ground support, I don't know. So, in other words, don't even bother trying to resist a tyrannical government, as its military will be too well equipped. Like that ragtag group of citizens back in 1775, armed with their hunting muskets, that they pulled down from over the fireplace, that they then used to face off against and defeat the greatest military power of the time. Like Afghanistan, which is the size of Texas, with its 35,000 hardcore Taliban, or there were when we invaded them, and most of them don't have all of their teeth, they've never lived indoors, and if you showed them a toilet, they would run away because they don't know what it is. There's just no chance that guerrilla warfare would work, that asymmetrical warfare would deal with a much bigger opponent, like, say, a standing army, because they have F-15s equipped with Hellfire missiles. It must be bad to live in Joe's head. I mean, so many cobwebs in the way and all this other stuff. I just don't understand it to save my life. Joe, you need to just go ahead and bow out. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Shall we do this one more time before the weekend kicks off proper life?
This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, I need for you to stay with me on this one because some of you are going to go, but Bill, this isn't a gun topic. But it is. It is a gun topic because everything out there today is a gun topic. Everything the left wants to do to you is all hedging on the fact that they take guns away from you. So everything is a gun topic. Everything leads back to that. Taking away guns enables socialism, communism, and all the other isms that the left is bringing to you. There was a quick back and forth that occurred over the last week between President Trump and the nation's federal judges. After lying to Attorney General Barr about seeking a minimum sentence, the prosecutors in the Roger Stone case, including two from the Mueller crew, entered a harsh sentencing recommendation that he serve a decade behind bars for lying to Congress. Trump, President Trump, rightly criticized the prosecutors for their double standard in persecuting one of his political allies while leaving Hillary and Huma and Brennan and Clapper and Comey McCabe and the countless others out there free to lie and destroy evidence and obstruct investigations with impunity. Then he lit into Judge Amy Berman Jackson while Twitter jousting by noting that she had not only presided over this political prosecution, gagging Roger Stone in the process, he also allowed the malicious prosecution of the president's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, denying him bail and leaving him in solitary confinement during his trial. At this point, you could hear the thuds as the deep state collectively fainted. The four lying prosecutors resigned. Sort of like they planned this theatric episode beforehand. The press called President Trump a dictator, and the leadership of the 1,100-member Federal Judges Association called for an emergency meeting that simply could not wait. Clearly, the judicial branch was gearing up for an unprecedented rebuke of a sitting president. But then a funny thing happened on the way to the courthouse. Two things, actually. First, the jury forewoman in Stone's case outed herself as a diehard Democrat who despises Trump and his supporters, as well as a former congressional candidate and far-left activist who still buys into the Russian collusion scam that never existed in the first place. She came out to defend the honor of the prosecutors in Stone's case, but ended up revealing that while Judge Jackson silenced Roger Stone from speaking to the public during his trial, the forewoman of the jury was busy posting the daily anti-Trump polemics.
Second, rather than cowering in intimidation, Trump took the opportunity of an emergency meeting of the federal judges to ask that they look into the well-documented FISA court fraud and the judiciary's role in perpetrating the greatest political scandal in our nation's history. President Obama's use of the CIA and FBI to spy on the campaign of a presidential candidate from the opposing party, and the subsequent use of such criminally obtained information to launch the Mueller probe and overturn the result of the 2016 election. Oh, then they just picked themselves up and they fainted again. Judge Jackson has decided to ignore both the jury forewoman's impropriety and Roger Stone's motion for a new trial and sentence him to 40 months behind bars. He will get pardoned. Apparently, you can take part in a coup and find yourself a paid contributor for cable news, but if you attempt to obstruct a coup, well, hell hath no fury like the deep state scorned. The judges have postponed their planned emergency meeting indefinitely. Like most things the president says that cause alarm for the D.C. establishment, it is not the recklessness of his words, but their truthfulness that rattles them. And the more truth he slings their way, the more rattled they become. And the judges realize they were about to make a consequential mistake by taking on directly the one person in the country who is not afraid to put the judicial branch in its place. No, right now, and it will be this way through 2004, no matter what they do to try to get him or his associates, he can simply pardon them. And they know this. And they need to be put in their place. Now, in light of this recent standoff between the president and the courts, Rasmussen reports re-released polling done days after I.G. Horowitz's report on FISA abuse dropped in December. And from that polling, a majority of Americans came to three conclusions. The deep state criminally conspired to prevent Trump's presidency. The actors involved should be imprisoned or immediately fired from the federal government. And it is likely that no criminal punishment of any kind will actually occur. And people wonder why Trump is the president. This is a damning indictment on the American criminal justice system. A majority of Americans believe that high-ranking members of Obama's intelligence agencies and DOJ actively conspired to manipulate the election for president and overturn its outcome, and it also believes that the perpetrators will suffer no consequences at all. Welcome to America, the only nation in the world where you can attempt a coup and walk away scot-free. Most people that attempt coups in any other nation in the United States end up dead. They get shot by firing squad, they get hung, they get killed in combat during the attempted coup. They end up dead. But this was a soft coup. Now, the Americans that have been living, you know, that live between the coasts, which is the majority of them, that have watched this slow-moving train wreck with increasing horror, you know, this is not, you know, what about actually working for the country? How about that? Could we do that? I don't know, government. Could we do that? The FBI and the Justice Department have done everything in their power to torment Trump by pursuing process crimes against his associates while allowing members of the Clinton campaign and the Obama administration not only to escape charges for creating an international spy ring to take down Trump, but to do so while laughing about it on TV. And while we wait to see whether U.S. Attorney John Durham and Attorney General Barr actually have this intestinal fortitude to help right the ship of justice, most of us have given up on holding our breath. Patience may well move mountains, but abused patience turns into fury. And while the federal courts go out of their way to push back against Trump by issuing nationwide injunctions against his legal orders and permitting malicious prosecutions against his allies in their courtrooms, they're also quickening the day of their own long-delayed judgment. Because curses, like chickens, always come home to roost. When federal judges decided long ago to become lawmakers with lifetime tenure rather than impartial adjudicators adhering to the Constitution, they cursed themselves.
The first thing we did when we proclaimed our independence was to expel the most powerful king in the world. And the federal courts have chosen to become kings. But they did this quite stupidly without a navy. They hide behind the sanctity of priestly robes. And that's only going to hide them, and it's only going to protect them for so long. Because eventually, those of you out there who don't realize it will realize that tyranny with a gavel is not at all different from tyranny with a crown. And with Trump unafraid of standing up to a co-equal branch of the federal government, the judiciary may finally receive the comeuppance it deserves. But one thing is certain, in order for President Trump to receive justice of any kind, he's got to take him on like he does. The reason this is important is because the leftists have thrown a lot of lawmaking to the judiciary. And Trump is remaking the court in his image, which is a good thing. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to be gone soon. And then the Supreme Court will be remade in his image, which is going to be a good thing. And then maybe freedom might have a chance here in the United States. But anybody voting for anybody but Trump, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. Remember this, the only one burning down the system right now today, the ones that, you know, the Bernie bros are also against and everything else, is Trump. Bernie Sanders is another establishment politician. He just wants to be a socialist too, which leads to communism. Michael Bloomberg did get that part right in the debate. I will talk to you next week. Keep your head up, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.